From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. officials say hackers in China launched a massive cyber attack on the federal agency responsible for collecting background information on and issuing security clearances for millions of government employees. The Office of Personnel Management said Thursday as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected in what is the most extensive breach of government personnel data in years. Law enforcement officials say they believe China-based hackers, possibly with links to the Chinese government, were behind the attack. Rob Pritchard, a cybersecurity specialist at the Royal United Services Institute, had this to say.
Because not only then do they know who works in which government department, then you know they also know something about them, so they start to craft really good phishing emails, which will get them to click on the link or open the attachment.
As the Human Resources Office of the U.S. federal government, OPM is seen as a high-value hacking target. Top U.S. defense officials and diplomats are gathering in Stuttgart, Germany on Friday to discuss how to counter Russian military actions in Ukraine and address concerns among allies about Moscow's aggression following an upsurge of fighting between the Ukrainian military and Russia-backed rebels. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter will meet with generals and ambassadors based in Europe at the headquarters of U.S. European Command Friday. He is to review the effectiveness of current EU and U.S. economic sanctions and NATO's strategy in deterring further Russian actions in Ukraine. On Thursday, Ukrainian president warned lawmakers to prepare to defend against a possible full-scale invasion by Russia. This is VOA News. A Pakistani police chief says 8 of the 10 men convicted and jailed for an attack on Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai for her activism for female education have been freed. Salim Marwat, a police chief in Pakistan's Swat Valley, told Western media the 8 men were cleared because of a lack of proof and evidence against them. Other Pakistani security officials confirmed the story. In April, Pakistani officials said the 10 men had been found guilty of the planning and execution of the attack on Malala and were sentenced to at least 25 years in prison. The Pakistani Taliban group claimed responsibility for the attack and said it would target Malala again if she ever returned to Pakistan. Iraqi officials say Tariq Aziz, long the face of the regime of former leader Saddam Hussein, has died at the age of 79. They quoted as saying he had been in poor health. Aziz, a former deputy prime minister and foreign minister and one of Saddam Hussein's most trusted advisors, was sentenced to death in 2010 for his role in the persecution of Shiites in Iraq, but he was never executed. Officials in Nigeria say more than 30 people have been killed in a bomb blast in Yola, the capital of Adamawa State in Nigeria's northeast, where the militant group Boko Haram is active. Saad Bello of the National Emergency Management Agency said the blast happened late Thursday in the busy Jimeta Market, as buyers were doing last-minute shopping for the day. Rescuers in central China have raised a cruise ship that capsized on the Yangtze River and say there is no chance of finding anyone else alive as the death toll reached at least 97. Only 14 people have been rescued since the ship went down in severe weather late Monday. Well over 300 passengers, many of whom are elderly, remain missing. Many are believed to be trapped in the hull. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is set to address the Greek Parliament a day after the Greek government decided to bundle 4 debt payments to the International Monetary Fund into one to be paid at the end of the month. Greece owes the money to the International Monetary Fund, which allows bundling of loan payments within the same month. But the move may signal further trouble for the cash-strapped country as lawmakers gathered for the emergency session Friday. The U.S. economy gained 280,000 jobs in May, while the unemployment rate rose slightly to 5.5% as more people began searching for jobs. Washington does not count people as unemployed unless they are actively seeking work. Friday's report from the Labor Department says job gains occurred in business services, hotels, restaurants, and health care. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.